The only registered lobbyists who supported the bill were Y-Force, which is the state chapter of the NRA, and the local chapter of the gun hunters group Safari Club International. Jeff Nass of Y-Force says it's not only gun groups that want raffle regulations changed.
Churches, volunteer fire departments, along with sporting groups and clubs and fraternal organizations, because most of them raise money that way. And Wisconsin gaming laws are so outdated and restrictive and not clear. We're working just to clarify everything to make everybody's life a little simpler.
In his veto message, Governor Walker said the bill would violate the state's agreement with tribal casinos that give tribes the exclusive right to offer gambling. Department of Administration spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says when regulators from the State Division of Gaming vetted the bill, they found it would allow community groups to offer electronic raffles. She says that provision would have thrown a wrench into the state gaming compacts with the tribes.
And if we potentially violate those compacts, what ends up happening is that those compacts get reopened and the tribes could actually not only not pay the state more than $15 million that we currently collect from tribal gaming, but that some of the tribes may be entitled to a refund of money from the state.
It's not clear whether the bill's author, Senator Joe Lipum, will eliminate the provisions that endanger the compacts and introduce it again. He did not respond to a request for comment. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.